Hello and welcome to PBS Western Reserve City-Centric Podcast Series. My name is Jeff Good, and this podcast series kind of serves as a companion to our city-centric TV series, where we take a closer look at the community members that are centric, or what we refer as central to the pulse of each of our featured cities. Community members like the entrepreneur, the entertainer, the revitalizer, the politician, the humanitarian, and we even take a look into the future of that are featured in each of our city-centric episodes, appearing throughout the fall and winter exclusively on PBS Western Reserve. The City-Centric Podcast Series, basically what you're listening to now, takes a deeper dive with each of our featured city-centric community members, looking even further in what makes them city-centric and really what makes their city centric to them. I'm so excited to be talking to our guest, Youngstown Revitalizer Sharon Letson. And Sharon was hired as the first executive director of Youngstown Cityscape in 2005. Youngstown Cityscape is a nonprofit community development organization dedicated to revitalizing and beautifying the great downtown Youngstown area. The mission is strengthening Youngstown's revitalized urban core that connects downtown, the YSU campus, and the adjacent neighborhoods and gateways through strategic partnerships. Under Sharon's leadership, Youngstown Cityscape evolved from a group of about 20 volunteers to over 800 volunteers, maintaining flower pots and garden beds, supporting community garden organizations, and caring for over 35,000 plants annually. Youngstown Cityscape has partnered with the Mahoning Valley Historical Society, the County Land Bank, Youngstown State University, and a host of public and private entities on projects that really assure the achievement of the mission. Sharon has served on many boards and community organizations, from Action and Community Corrections to the Rotary Club of Youngstown and the Mahoning Commons Association. And of course, in her spare time, I don't know when that happens, Sharon enjoys her family, traveling, knitting, and of course, gardening. Sharon, thank you so much for being part of our City-Centric podcast series.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me.
So we all had a chance to, everyone that's watched the show has had a chance to meet you. You know, you've met a lot of people. You just don't realize that yet. How many viewers have watched our City-Centric series? So they've had a chance to meet you. And I've just kind of gone over your bio, but I tell you, I know I forgot something. So if you want to take a moment, if I've missed something or think of anything else you'd like our listeners to know about you.
Well, I just think really to express as a person in my organization, Youngstown Cityscape, that we have been committed to our downtown and to our city for over a quarter century, which the exciting part is how different we look 26 years later than we did 26 years ago. And so I feel like things are lining up for us as a city in so many ways.
So Sharon, I do this with every guest. I'm going to do a quick icebreaker game. I'm going to have you give me three statements. Two of them are going to be truths. One of them is going to be a lie about you, and I will try to guess the lie. And I think I'm batting about 500 right now. So
okay.
Fire away.
All right. So I am a grandmother to twin grandson, age 4. I moved to Youngstown from Colorado. I am a master gardener. Now, one's a gift to you.
Yes, that was, very much so. So,
okay.
Being the fact that I'm soon to be a grandfather, the fact that you know all the details about your grandchildren, I'm going to say the second one.
I moved to Youngstown from Colorado?
Yes.
You would be right. That would be my lie.
Like I say, I'm soon to be a grandfather in March, and I already have an idea about all these things. And I thought of anything, you knew too many details about those grandsons of yours. So I knew.
Oh, you will know every bit about your grandchildren. Let me tell you.
I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, so
it's
I'll have to say.
It's the best club in the world to be in.
Well, I'm glad to be joining you. Let me put it that way. So Sharon, you talk in the series a bit about revitalization, and in that series you talk about it starts with flowers and clean streets, and but you stated in there, and then it you know, I think our listeners would like to know, you really emphasized, you know, that it's more than just the pretty things like the flowers and the clean streets. So what are the components of revitalization that people are really unaware of, you know, that you would determine a success in revitalization?
Well, I would say it's things like infrastructure. It is having sidewalks that are walkable. It is raising the bar or the standard for our look. It's good lighting. It's the landscaping. It's our tree canopy. It is really about all of the things that go into making a sense of place. So, you know, some of those are pretty, but some of those things are things that we don't think of or we don't even talk about, but you know it when it's right. And those are the places you want to go to. Those are the places you want to have dinner. You want to hear a concert. You want to be a part of a community that feels a certain way.
Well, it's interesting because folks that maybe don't know might be listening and didn't really know about Cityscape. So can you take a moment and really talk about how that all got started like 26 years ago? And then what are the components of it? And then where really does Cityscape stand now?
Well, so 26 years ago, it looked like a small group. And by small group, I say maybe 20 people who just cared about what our downtown looked like. And in those days, there was a lot of disinvestment. There were some street lights out, some areas of town that just really were shut off. And this group of people, and I, my hat's off to them because they just started with a few brooms and rakes and mulch and flowers, and they started this beautification effort called Streetscape. And when no one was looking, they got together on Saturday after Memorial Day, and just planted the flowers. Fast forward to our last year, where we had over 750 people in our downtown planting and mulching and beautifying our city. That little good work of those few people grew into really this force of nature of this Streetscape event. In those days, it was just those committee people. We had partnerships with people like Community Corrections Association that would water the flowers after they were planted. But we had no outside staff. We had none of the other pieces that we have today. So then you look at what we do today, we still have that much grander Streetscape Day. And then we have a staff of 10 that maintain all of these over 250 pots and all these different planting beds. And we have cigarette butt containers downtown that we empty and recycle, and we sweep the curb. I mean, there's weird. We trim some of the trees. I mean, any green space in our downtown, any of the plots you see, it's Cityscape. And if you're a gardener at all, you know the easy part is planting the flowers. The hard part is keeping them alive.
And, absolutely.
Yes. So it's a lot of, but we think that it sets the stage for our businesses, for our restaurants, for our hotel, for our university, for our city to have this real sense of place that we can all be proud of.
So you touched real quick there, and you used the term partnership. So obviously, mm-hmm. partnerships are an important part of what you can of your revitalization process. So what are some meaningful partnerships that you that maybe have sprung up in Youngstown, maybe because of Cityscape or maybe some other projects that you have led? What are some of those meaningful partnerships?
Well, so I would say to you that maybe one of the most meaningful because it has enabled our city to leverage so much more. So one of the most meaningful partnerships has been when Cityscape undertook a Wick Avenue improvement project. So we were the first $100,000 in to look at our Wick Avenue, which connects to our university. It's also our culture mile. On it sits the Butler Museum of American Art, our Historical Society, and the Arms Museum sits there, the McDonough Museum from the university. And it goes right through the middle of really our university. And the electric lines on Wick Avenue it was unsightly. We used to walk up there. Well, the Butler used to Photoshop those lines out at the front of their pictures of their beautiful museum. But we spent the money to get the engineering. We partnered with, in those days, First Energy, to see if even that was a place that we might bury overhead lines. The long and the short of it is, in the end, we ended up for our city a partnership that really beautified that corridor. The important part of it is, and that was, we started the process. We had the engineering done. University president came in and said, this project has to be done. The city, the university, Cityscape, the state came in with money, and it happened. And it set the standard. LED lights that are connected historically with the corridor really, really set the standard. The best part of it is what ended up happening. While it was a lot of money for that one corridor, it allowed our city partners to go after the money for Fifth Avenue, for Federal Street, for Commerce Street, and Front Street. Because we could show that as a community, we were committed to this line of standard. So I think game changing for our city, no question. And so, you know, what started out as a bigger lift than a little nonprofit like Youngstown Cityscape typically might be able to do because of the partners, it came to fruition and it leveraged the next and the next bit of it. Those are the kind of partnerships that are good for the whole community and we're most proud of.
Absolutely. And it sets that base. It's a very interesting story. So for our listeners out there, you are listening to PBS Western Reserve City Centric podcast series. The City Centric television series it's just not about the city, but more about the people, folks like Sharon that are central or centric to that particular city. This city we're talking about today is Youngstown. The TV series focuses on folks like the revitalizer, the entertainer, the entrepreneur, the politician, the humanitarian, and even the future that each community member can claim makes them city-centric. City-Centric podcast series, what you're listening to right now, takes kind of a deeper dive with each of the featured city-centric community members, and we look even further into what makes them city-centric and really what makes their city-centric to them. So make sure you're catching all of the City-Centric Season 1 continually being shown on PBS Western Reserve exclusively throughout the fall and winter, and we're so pleased to be talking with Youngstown Revitalizer Sharon Letson. And so you're obviously a revitalizer. So tell me, how have you always been that person that looked at something and said, boy, I can make that something better? Have you always been that way?
I don't know if I thought that I could I always thought it was important to be a part of things. And I always thought it was important to leave something better than you found. And I credit my parents with that. That's just the family, kind of family that I grew up in. And so with that, I think comes pride, comes a sense of community and care, all of those things that are so important.
It's interesting. At the beginning of the Youngstown City-Centric, we referenced the fact that, you know, Youngstown actually had a professional basketball team called the Pride, and I remember that too. But it's very interesting that of everyone that I've talked to from the Youngstown on these podcasts, one word continues throughout, and that is the word pride. And I think that's very interesting when you think about a character of the Youngstown community. And it seems like pride rises to the top. So you've been with Cityscape for more than 25. You've been with them 26 years now. So you're looking back.
Well, I haven't been with them. I've been here 20 years because in those beginning days, it was just really those core grassroots group of people who kept it going.
So think back on those times, and what are some memories, some favorite memories that kind of bubble to the top when you think about your years with Cityscape?
Well, we do an event. And it's coming up this next month. It's our Beautification Awards event. And it's a citywide event, and it's a celebration of all of the beautiful things that are happening in the neighborhood, all throughout the whole city. It can be downtown, but it's businesses, individuals, it can be youth projects throughout the city. And I think this is our seventh year of doing this. It's one of my favorite things we do all year because there is such a sense of pride. There comes that word again, pride. Exactly. And excitement of all the work that all so many individuals or neighborhood groups or businesses have done in their little part of the city that are so impactful. And I think that all of us are so busy all the time, working hard and doing things. Sometimes we forget to celebrate. And it's an evening that we get to celebrate with all those people that are scattered through the city that really show what Youngstown is made of. And so it's always one of my favorite events.
Sounds like a wonderful event. Mm-hmm. So right now we're in front of you is the magical crystal ball, and it's swirling and whirling, and all of a sudden the clouds fall out of the crystal ball and it reveals the future of Youngstown. What do you see as Youngstown's future?
Well, I think in all of the years that I've worked, and before this job, I've always worked. My career has always been somehow connected to Youngstown. What I see now is such strong partnership, such willingness for groups to work together to really move our city forward. So I talked about a Wick Avenue project that's leveraged, you know, several other road projects with infrastructure. So major investment in our city. And Cityscape, since the original video, we have purchased the last remaining greenhouse in the city. We're revitalizing a 100-year-old greenhouse with the thought of growing our own plants, having a garden center there eventually, having a partnership with returning citizens to work there, having a place for the community to come and meet Having a little commercial kitchen where you can grow and kind of cook your own thing. So, I mean, I see our future with so many possibilities, and it really everything is possible, and it's an exciting time. I also think that our narrative has changed for a while. What I saw from the city was we were a city desperately accepting anything that was handed to us. Those days are gone. We are worthy and we are demanding more and more of ourselves and of anything that's coming in our front door. And as a first city, I think that's exactly where we should be.
So, Sharon, I ask this question of everyone. So I'll ask it of you, Sharon Letson, your Youngstown's, I call you the cityscape and revitalizer. What qualities, characteristics, personalities, or a combination of all of those makes you Youngstown city-centric?
I would say, pride, that's the first one. Authentic is probably one or two. I mean, they could be interchanged. And my sense of community, my sense of connection to this community is really what makes me in particular and my organization city-centered.
Sharon, thank you so much for being our guest on our city-centric podcast series for the city of Youngstown.
Thank you, Jeff. It's been a pleasure.
Also, the folks that are out there right now, you've been listening to PBS Western Reserve City-Centric podcast series. And as Sharon said, my name's Jeff Good and PBS Western Reserve City-Centric television series. If you haven't watched it yet, please do that because it's just not about the city, but it's more about the people that are central or centric to those particular cities. The TV series has been running and will continue to run exclusively on PBS Western Reserve throughout the fall and winter, and it focuses on folks like the revitalizer, like Sharon, the entertainer, the entrepreneur, the politician, the humanitarian, and even the future that each community member can claim makes them city-centric. The City-Centric podcast series takes a deeper dive, as we've done here, with each of our city-centric featured community members, and we look even further really into what makes them city-centric, and we learn today what makes Sharon and her city centric to her. What makes a community member city-centric? Well, I'll tell you what. Join us next time as we continue the conversation with those featured community members on PBS Western Reserve City-Centric series. And please take an opportunity to check out the City-Centric TV series. It's been rebroadcast throughout the fall and the winter exclusively on PBS Western Reserve.